Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. It's just 75 seconds long. Let's enjoy it. Welcome back. 35 now, 35 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for letting me play that all the way out. I just can't get enough of that song. It's still stirs me after all these years. Somebody else, I think, agrees with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. It's Memorial Day in America. But today, no business on this show. Just all we're talking about are the people who poured out the last full measure of devotion to you and me, as Abraham Lincoln said, and Rich Galen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime Brain Trust member, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a political expert. Mullings.com is his website, twice weekly cyber column, and he's got political credentials a mile long. He's our good friend, Rich. He's also a great American. Rich Galen, welcome back.
Thank you, pal.
It's good to have you back. What do you think? Does that song never stops giving, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And, you know, something that I think you and I have talked about, for three years or so, I covered the Washington Nationals for the weekly papers here in Northern Virginia, and I got to sit in the press box. And in Washington, D.C., the national anthem is a little bit special. Mm-hmm. And in the press box, I don't know about every other press box, but I do know about the Nationals press box. Everybody stops whatever they're doing and stands for the national anthem. And occasionally a visiting sports writer would keep writing and somebody would just sort of poke him on the shoulder and, you know, wag their finger, and then they'd realize that we don't do that here.
Exactly. You know, I had an interesting experience a while back, not too long ago. I was in my Rotary Club, and we always do the Pledge of Allegiance before the Rotary Club. And so we're all standing there, and there was this young lady, she was probably 25 or 30 maybe, who was going to be the program. And I knew her name, and I knew what organization she was working with. Well, she didn't say the pledge. And I thought, oh, really? No, come on, we don't need this. And I couldn't, and it turns out she's Canadian. She didn't know it.
Oh.
and she was at least sensitive enough to say, hey, folks, I didn't say the pledge, not because I was being disrespectful. I don't know your pledge. I'm a Canadian. But here, you see what I did. I left to this conclusion with all the football, the NFL stuff going on. And anyway, you know, talking about the national anthem and all the secular songs that are patriotic. America is rich with patriotic music, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was a movement to make God Bless America the national anthem. And of course, everybody who's ever watched the Jimmy Cagney movie about George M. Cohan knows about all those songs.
Right.
When I was in
Lee Greenwood, Lee Greenwood's song is I could make it to that. I love that song.
I do too. I can listen to it all day.
We played it last hour.
And it just whatever it is about some of those, it does hit a chord. That just it's like a gigantic bell inside our hearts.
At the risk of being at the risk of being an ugly America, do you think other countries have that kind of this kind of fervor for patriotism?
I think the Brits do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the culture of a lot of countries. And, you know, I mean, we're so diverse and so huge and so big. I mean, a lot of countries have been around for, you know.
But isn't that kind of
maybe,
hybridism?
Maybe in the
isn't that
yeah,
a, it's
maybe
a hybrid vigor?
Years.
It's part of the hybrid vigor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I was saying, that everybody has a different take on it here. I think to your point, countries that are much more unitary,
mm-hmm.
Maybe don't feel the same fervor of bringing people together.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime somebody comes out with a new patriotic song, and I love the song and the Brooks and Dunn song "Only in America." I love the line where they said, "All they want is everything." That's a great line. 20 Till, right back with Rich Galen. It's Memorial Day in America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.